three times a day we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be merachem al ha-tzadikim v'al ha-chasidim v'al ziknei amcha beis Yisrael v'al pleita seifreyim v'al geirei ha-tzedek. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the whole spectrum of chachmei Yisrael and ziknei Yisrael that they should be zeicha to Hashem's rachamim. And then we add v'aleinu, and also us. And it's so intriguing. How does aleinu fit into the bracha of al ha-tzadikim? I mean, if we're tzadikim, so then we're included in al ha-tzadikim. And if we're not tzadikim, so then how do we have a license to include ourselves in the bracha of al ha-tzadikim? I once heard from a great Talmud Chacham that the answer is because we're davening and being ma'arich and being mechabed and connecting with Talmidei Chachamim. And the schus that we're saying al ha-tzadikim and thinking about and respecting and appreciating the great impact that Talmidei Chachamim make on Klal Yisrael, that's the license to say ve'aleinu. The aleinu is our connection to the Talmidei Chachamim, and that gives us a right as well to say Yehemuna Rachamecha and so on. And in that spirit, it's a tremendous kavod for our yeshiva to welcome Rav Lau to the yeshiva, to the Beis Medrash. And although it was before my time, I understand that it's not the first time that the Rav has been here before, and there are people sitting here that still fondly remember the last shiur that the Rav gave here. And it's very, very meaningful to us. Rav Lau, in addition to being a tremendous teacher of Torah, and in addition to being a Meira Haira of Torah, but in his position as chief rabbi and beyond, he's also been a courageous defender of Torah and of Halacha, and a person that was a source, and that remains a source of chizuk and idud and support for thousands of our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael and abroad. And with that sense of the Hakaras HaTov that we have to the Rav for his work on behalf of the Tzibur, it's a tremendous kavod to invite the Rav to say a sicha, and also to express our Hakaras HaTov to Chazak for making this arrangement and for including our yeshiva in the itinerary and for bringing the Rav to Queens. Gracie Ashokayach, it's a big kavod.
Thank you, Rabbi, but I want to tell you that we have a very big question about your words. Because when I'm davening, I think myself with Aleinu. Not with Tzadikim, not with Hasidim. Even my beard is now more than black. But I think about myself like Aleinu. So I want to tell you, I look for the Gemara, I saw here Gemara Yevomis, and I saw Ramban. I don't have enough time to speak about the sugya. I want to share with you a little story. Because of your words, I'm sure that everyone here, and in Israel, of course, everyone can image himself someone that he is a holy person. I knew a few people, and I know every one of them is a holy, and this is very big zchus to see him, to speak with him. It's not only the famous. I can speak about, of course, everyone understands that Reb Chaim Kanievsky was a holy person. He went in our world, and I was close to him, you feel that in his mouth, the Kodesh Baruch Hu put words. You can't explain anything without this fact. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him words in his mouth, he is holy. For example, we have a lot of opportunities, too much in Israel, to see people that they are holy. For example, in the first Lebanon war, all of us remember the name Roy Klein, a young boy. I knew him before the war. He was very nice, very kind boy, and he was an officer in the army. And when the terrorists threw a grind on the of all the group of soldiers, he understood in a half of a minute, half a second, he understood that this is maybe too much people murdered by this grind. So he jumped and the grind bombed him, and he sacrificed his life to save life to all the soldiers around him. This is holy. Someone who sacrificed himself, he showed us that he is a good son of Yitzchak Avinu that sacrificed his life for the Dvar Hashem. And Yitzchak Avinu gave us the genius in our personality. Because of that, said Reb Chaim Volozhiner, because of that, his name is Avinu, he's our forefather. Because he gave into our personality abilities of sacrificed life. Like Abraham put in our personality abilities of kindness, chesed. All of you can be children of Yaakov Avinu that put into our personality abilities of Yishtam, Yoshev Oalim. Sit in Bes Medrash and learn. Learn and try to know all the Torah. Emes to Yaakov. So we understand that Roi was a holy man. But the Torah told us, and we read it two days ago, the Torah taught us that Kedoshim Tiyu El Kol Adat Bnei Israel, all the Jewish nation can be holy. Not only someone like Yitzchak, Yaakov, or the example of Roi. The Torah told us that all of us can be holy. It means that someone who is doing the mitzvot of Hashem, he is holy. Kiddush Hashem is not only to sacrifice life for to help others. Holiness, it means to do what Hashem asks from us. That's the Rambam said, Kiddush Hashem. Because that every mitzvah I can feel instead of my head, instead of my heart, I can feel fighting between me to Yetzer Hara. And the meaning of Mesirut Nefesh, it means that I sacrificed my Nefesh. What it means, Nefesh? You can see Rashi in Parshas Chayei Saro, said Abraham to the sons of Chet, Im Yesh et Nafshechem. Explain Rashi what it means nefesh, nafshechem, retzonchem, your wishes. This is ratzon. I want. For example, I'm sure that not every day, but maybe from time to time, I don't know which time is the beginning of the day here. 7 o'clock?
7:45.
7:45. Maybe 7 o'clock you are under the blanket and you prefer a few minutes. No, not you, I. A few minutes. But I sacrificed my wish, my want, my dream, and I do what Hashem asked me to do. And I wake up. Even I prefer to continue under the blanket. I sacrifice. This is one level of sacrifice. Of course, not the high level, but this is a small step of Mesirut Nefesh. And a Jew educates himself minute after minute to do what Hashem asked for me. It means Mesirut Nefesh, to give my wishes, my dream for the Rotzon Hashem. And this is the way to be holy. The examples that the Torah gave us after the words of Kedoshim to you, Kibud Avraham, Shabbat, return lost property, not to see, not to be lie. This is a point that builds personality to be a holy. One of the famous righteous in Yerushalayim was Reb Aryeh Levin. Very famous name. I'm sure that you heard about him. Maybe you read books that are written on his personality and his explanation, for example, to Avot, Pirkei Avot. One day he walked in the road of Yerushalayim, and a young child came to him and asked him, "Are you one of the 36 righteous that has in the world? Are you one of them? Because I know that the world needs to exist at least 36 tzaddikim." Reb Aryeh Levin smiled and told him, "Why do you think that I'm one of them?" Said the child, "Because you have very long beard." Okay, one reason. Said Reb Aryeh Levin, "And do you have maybe another reason?" He said, "Because my mother told me." This is a very nice answer. Said Reb Aryeh, "Tell her, maybe. Maybe I one of them." The child looked at him. And said Reb Aryeh, "Maybe I was one of them 1 minute ago. Maybe I'll be one of them 1 minute later. I can't promise you that I am. I can try to do it. I can try to be one of them." Because it's not a list of 36 righteous, 36 tzaddikim that we have in our world. It's not a list. This is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Chavrei Beis Din, when one of them passed away, one of the Talmidim moved to be one of them, and we add one of Talmidim. Gemara spoke about it. This is not a list of 36. Every minute the Kodesh Baruch Hu looked at his world, and every minute he finds someone that won his Yetzer Hore, that did things against his wish, he is dreaming. Because this is Ratzon Hashem. And when you are doing Ratzon Hashem, you can be one of them and you can be a Hali. So, I want to bless you. You need to know every word of Gemara or Ramban or Rashbo. Every word is very big mitzvah. V'talmud Torah keneged kulam. Every word. Every mitzvah that you are doing is very important. So, the Chofetz Chaim took a watch and checked that every minute you can say 200 words. It means 200 important mitzvot. So you can be one of the righteous, one of the holiest in the world. Of course, if you are doing it, even that you think about other things, even you are doing it instead of something that you can enjoy, you think that you can enjoy. But you are here in Beis Medrash, and we need to remember 50 days between Pesach to Shavuot. We need every day to grow us up in the way to be received Torah. We are today in the half of this way. The way is 50 days. Today is 25 of the Omer. So please, the world needs 36. And if we have in the world 37, this is a problem of Hashem, not of us. And I'm sure that he found a solution. Please remember, you can hold the world. This time in Israel is 10 o'clock. A lot of people in Israel who are going to sleep. Now, when you are learning, you hold the world. Your mitzvot make every one of you holy, make the world with holiness, and make the world that said Hashem, we need Geulah, and now please give us. I want to bless everyone that you will succeed to learn with deep understanding of Gemara, deep understanding of Dvar Hashem. Continue in this way, and Kodesh Baruch Hu will help you to have a lot of successful all your life.
You have to put it on the chat. Thank you. Thank you. Sorry.